Thousands of people have lost homes and businesses in the wake of the Holiday Farm fire on the McKenzie River. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert has this story of a working mom who built a successful company in Blue River, literally from the ground up, before it was taken down in flames.
Molly Morris is the president and CEO of McKenzie Mist Pure Artesian Water Company. She has offices in Eugene, but the source of her product and the facility where it's bottled is in Blue River. Morris has always been nervous of the wind. She says when the gusts picked up on Monday, she had a bad feeling. She was in town Monday evening when her phone started blowing up. Morris learned her family and McKenzie River property were in trouble. The wind was whipping up a fire on the river. Her oldest son, Colton, jumped to action.
Colton's house is in Blue River. It was right next to the clinic. He had just bought that house a year or two ago. He's been working diligently to fix it up. He's so proud of it. And so he was out protecting it and defending it.
Morris says her son got his information listening to a police scanner.
Nobody dreamed that a fire that had broken out 8 miles away would have traveled that far and be on our doorstep in 2 hours. They issued a code 3 alert. I said, Colton, when did they issue a code 2? And he goes, they didn't. It went right to get out now.
Molly and Gail Morris started McKenzie Mist over 25 years ago. The deep source well and bottling facility on their Blue River property, along with houses and a guest yurt. Morris says Colton and his pregnant fiance drove the half mile to the property with a growing Holiday Farm fire closing in behind them. He woke his father and brother, and with the clothes on their backs, they fled to Eugene.
All Tuesday, we waited and worried. There was no word. There was no way to get any word as to the fate of our piece of property, because you can't see it from the road. But my son said, Mom, prepare yourself. It's probably gone.
Then Colton heard about his house. It was completely destroyed. He asked a state patrolman to check his parents' property and the McKenzie Mist facility. They received word on Wednesday that there was nothing left. Part of her wants to see the aftermath and get that over with.
But on the other hand, I don't want to see it, because then it's real. Right now, it's almost theoretical. It's a story.
That story ended with the visual proof she needed but did not want to see. A picture reveals the devastating destruction of fire. The houses, the guest yurt, the bottling facility, delivery trucks emblazoned with the McKenzie Mist logo, all gone. Morris has insurance, and the process of claim making has begun. She knows her family's not alone. So many people on the McKenzie have also lost everything to this fire. She sees it like this.
Human beings have an amazing ability to suffer tragedy and hardships, and then move forward from it. It's an incredible human attribute.
Now, what does this strong female CEO of a family business do next?
I get up in the morning, I get dressed, I come to work, and I start thinking, and I start planning. And I do the same thing that I've done for 25 years, which is keep a business moving along, keep 9 or 10 people paid and employed. Fire hasn't changed that.
McKenzie Mist water comes from an ancient aquifer, 280 feet under the ground on their Blue River property. Morris is adamant that they will rebuild the business, and she's moved by the thought that all that water remains safe.
It just went deep underground again, and the fire could pass right over it, and it's just waiting.
Time will tell how long it will take to start anew. Morris wants to emphasize this is a big bump in the road, but they are in it for the long haul.
We're not broken, but we are brokenhearted. We'll process through this and we'll mend and we'll remember where we came from.
Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.